I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. In fire science circles, 2020 stands out for reasons other than a global pandemic. It marks a tipping point in fighting wildfires, the moment when humankind could no longer control wildfires using the once tried and true interventions developed in the early 1900s. Prior to the 1800s, forests experienced frequent burnings, typically triggered by lightning or indigenous land stewards clearing out dangerous fuel loads from the underbrush, while also returning nutrients to the soil. These fires were slow-moving and less intense, killing only about 10% of a forest's trees. Today's fires are blazing beasts, so hot they scorch and kill 90% of all trees in a forest. Many factors contribute to this harsh reality. More than a century of fire suppression has jammed forests with tinder. Human development has also jammed more people into fire-prone regions. As of 2020, some 16 million homes were nestled in forests, grasslands, and shrublands that not only experience but also need cyclical wildfires. Meanwhile, development has eliminated 90% of wetlands, habitats that serve as natural fire breaks. Luckily, modern megafires are no match for human resourcefulness. Not only can ordinary people adopt firewise lifestyles, but also they can cut the global heat breeding these fires by simply converting food waste into compost. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.